Everybody, welcome back to Talking Tech with Teak. Holy crap, it has been a good while. Wow. Where have I been? Some people might be asking. Well, my last podcast, you saw, I was overseas. I was traveling around Europe some. I was in Paris for a little bit. I was in Vienna, Austria, just kind of went around Austria for a little bit, explored that area. It's a really cool country. So while I was over there, I got ill and had to come back to the States and have been taking care of myself since then, which is why I haven't had time to make any podcasts. So enough of that. It's 50 seconds of my life that you probably don't want to hear about. You probably want to hear about the tech stuff. So what's happened recently? I'll tell you what's happened. Apple had another keynote, their fall 2018 keynote. It was an interesting keynote, I have to say. They introduced some interesting products. So starting out with the Apple Watch, they introduced the Series 4 Apple Watch, which I just got my Series 3, 3 months ago? And I got it with cellular. I like it enough. There's not enough changes on the Series 4 for me to warrant spending another $400 and some on a new watch this close to me buying my other one. But, I mean, quick rundown here. It's actually not available for pre-order for another 2 days from when this podcast was recorded. So September 21st, it will be available for pre-order, or not pre-order, for order. My bad. So they have a couple different screen sizes now. So let's see here. Instead of their old 38 millimeter, 42 millimeter. I got the 42 because I need to be able to see what I'm looking at. So first off, they've done more of an edgeless display like the iPhone X and everything like that, which I got to say, that's pretty cool. Next thing they change, like I said, are the sizes. I'm checking on their website right now to see the official sizes. Instead of 38, it's now 40 millimeters. And instead of 42, it's now 44. So basically, they just kind of made it bezel-less and stretched the screen a little bit. Pretty cool. Again, I'm not going to go buy another one because I just got this one and I like it. So, yeah. There's a couple really cool, nice features on here that will be helpful for people that, you know, need it. First thing about it that's awesome is the health monitor that's been updated. So you can now do ECGs on your wrist. Basically, you know, you can just, I believe what it is if you want to do an ECG test, you launch the app and then hold your finger on the digital crown and it'll go it has metal contacts that touch your skin on the watch. And then you complete that by touching the digital crown. It's like 30 seconds, but that's not coming until later this year anyway. One nice thing is for more of the elderly people or handicapped, it has automatic fall detection. If it detects a fall, like if you fall or something, it'll notify you like, hey, are you okay? And if you don't respond or respond, no, I need help, it'll activate its emergency SOS, which that's pretty cool, honestly. And then they just have some new watch faces. One of the new watch faces is your breathe watch face. So like if you lift your wrist up to check the time, it'll take you through a deep breath. That's kind of cool, I gotta say. That's a great way to relax. And then just like you know, automatic workout detection. They can now do yoga, hiking workouts, different pace alerts, stuff like that. Still waterproof like the other ones. And still has the cellular in it as a possibility. And you can still buy the Series 3, which doesn't surprise me that much. The Nike and the Hermes edition are going to be available later in the year. They're not available now, obviously, because they literally just launched the new iPhones, which is our next topic, last week. They're not officially available in stores until the 21st. Pre-orders have started last week, but I think people have already gotten theirs in the mail, which I was going to do. I was going to do an XS or an XS Max, aka the 10S or the 10S Max. Sorry if I offended any of the avid iPhone 10 users. but yeah, so Apple released 3 new iPhone 10s. The iPhone 10S, which is the same size as the current 10. The 10S Max, which the phone body size is the size of the 8 Plus, but has the edge-to-edge screen. And then they kind of pulled an iPhone 5C here by releasing the iPhone XR. Let's read up on the XR a little bit here. It's got a 6.1-inch screen. However, it's got a liquid retina display is how they call it. It's available in a lot of different colors. Pre-orders start. Oh, cool. Pre-orders start today. They're available the 26th of October in store. But they're talking about how well this liquid retina display is. And honestly, it's just another kind of LCD screen. It has the True Tone like all the new ones do. It only has one camera on the back compared to the two that have the XS, XS Max, the iPhone 8 Plus, and the iPhone 10 have. But it's got a glass back on it, so it's more appealing. It's got the edge-to-edge display like the XS. It's aluminum, and it does the wireless charging, which is awesome, too, with Face ID. Now, they got rid of 3D Touch, which kind of stinks. But they got a new thing where you, like, touch and hold, and that's almost the same thing, I guess. I wasn't too impressed by it, especially with the price tag on it. If you're trying to make an affordable smartphone, $750 is still pretty high for almost a C model, quote unquote. Yeah. Anyway, talk about the iPhone XS, XS Max. It's pretty cool. So the XS Max, like I said, is the bigger screen. The largest OLED displays on any iPhone. That's a 5.8 display on the XS, the XS, sorry, and a 6.5-inch display on the XS Max. Like I said, the XS Max, same size as the iPhone 8 Plus, but the screen's just the full size now. They all have the dual cameras on the back, and wireless charging, of course, with advanced Face ID, they call it now. Ooh, advanced. Let's see here. What else? Their A12 Bionic chip. It's more powerful, basically, is what they're advertising it as. What's kind of cool is smart HDR. If you don't know what HDR is, it takes a series of 3 pictures with different exposures and aperture settings, I believe, ISOs, anyway, it takes three photos with all those different exposures, ISOs, and combines them together to find the best one. Problem is, HDR in motion is bad. It's hard to do. It's impossible to do, almost. This bionic chip takes, gosh, I don't even know. I can't even remember how many they said. It takes tons of pictures instantly. And as you take the HDR, and it can mesh them all together while still doing the HDR. Depth control for like portrait mode photos. That's pretty cool. You can adjust the depth of it. Still will only do 4K video at 60 frames per second. I'm not, that's nothing to complain about. Now what's kind of nice is it has gigabit class LTE for super fast download speeds. This is going to be nice, especially with the, advancements of 4G LTE and 5G. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. It's now available in up to 512 gigs of storage. I personally would get the 64 because I have no issues with getting cloud archiving for my photos and videos, or I just dump it onto one of my servers at home or in the cloud. Now, the one thing that they're not advertising on their homepage, because it's not completely available yet, but that I was most psyched about, was the fact that it supports a dual SIM. Now, it's going to have one physical SIM and one eSIM. This is going to be nice because if you travel internationally a lot, I could have used this a couple of months ago. You can pick up an international plan through the eSIM, use your data and calling, not have to worry about extra charges. Now, the disadvantage right now is not many cell providers support the eSIM market, but they're working on it this year. It should be available by the end of the year, they said. The reason I wanted to get it also is you can now have two consecutive phone numbers on there, and your iPhone will tell you which phone number you're receiving a call from, which is great because now I can finally separate my personal cell phone and my business phone. I can separate the calls on there because right now I've just been giving everybody my cell number. And let's face it, as awesome as it is getting business, it's kind of annoying when you're getting spammed with calls when you don't want to be receiving them. Anyway, that's pretty much it. That's all I have for this episode. Tune in next time. Peace.